It's Tuesday, the 7th of January, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The United States has confirmed Namibia's continued eligibility for the African Growth and Opportunity Act benefits, along with 31 other African countries, following the program's annual review. AGOA, a trade agreement between the U.S. and sub-Saharan Africa, supports economic growth by allowing Namibia to export over 6,400 products to the U.S. tariff-free. Here's the Minister of Industrialization and Trade, Lucia Ipumbu.
Namibia is amongst the 31 eligible countries whose term of AGOA to be extended, because initially AGOA was to expire in 2025. And for the past 2 years, we have been in negotiations with the team in the USA. Last year, we attended another platform in May where we were pleading for an extension. That means for Namibia, we can now fully implement our strategy. We never had AGOA implementation strategy ever since we subscribed to the agreement. We only crafted one in 2020, which started being rolled out in 2021.
The city of Windhoek will start relocating households affected by recent flash floods in Havana and Ochomwese. Preparations to clear and set up a site are already underway. Temporary shelters will be provided and food parcels will be distributed with support from the Office of the Prime Minister. City spokesperson Lydia Amutenya.
One potential relocation site identified is Koriangab, and preparations to clear and set up the sites are already underway. Temporary shelters, tents will be provided, and food parcel will be distributed with support from the Office of the Prime Minister. Additionally, ongoing efforts are to clear riverbeds aimed to reduce the risk of future flooding. We appeal to residents for patience and cooperation as we implement these temporary relief measures. These efforts are meant to support those genuinely in need. We urge everyone to act responsibly and avoid exploiting this intervention. The affected residents will be engaged and informed of the way forward.
To South Africa now, where AfriForum has urged the SA Border Management Authority and law enforcement agencies to strengthen efforts to combat illegal border crossings from Mozambique into South Africa. AfriForum's Jacques Broedrijk.
We have to ensure that those seeking asylum do so through the correct and legal processes, seeing as criminals such as smugglers and human traffickers are exploiting the crisis, and this cannot be allowed. Several AfriForum Neighborhood Watch and Farm Watch structures in border areas have been instrumental in patrolling South Africa's porous borders.
The United States has accused Russia at the United Nations on Monday of funding the two warring parties in Sudan, escalating its previous position that Moscow is playing both sides to further its political goals. According to Voice of America, the conflict, which began in April of 2023, erupted between the Sudanese Armed Forces and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces and has led to a major humanitarian crisis, causing widespread displacement and hunger. And at least 95 people have been confirmed dead and 130 are injured after a major earthquake struck the mountainous Tibet region on Tuesday morning, Chinese state media says. The BBC meanwhile reports that rescue workers have arrived in the area at the foot of Mount Everest with fears that overnight temperatures could drop to minus 18 degrees Celsius. Chinese President Xi Jinping has called for an all-out search and rescue effort to minimize casualties and resettle affected residents. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.